Anger over vaccine inequality between Europe and Africa cast a long shadow over this landmark summit from the offset. Less than 12% of Africans are double vaccinated, compared to 71% of Europeans. But it's hoped a new agreement announced on Friday to ship technology needed to produce mRNA jabs in Africa will help redress the balance.
Today, I'm delighted to announce the first six African countries that will receive technology from the hub to produce their own mRNA vaccines: Egypt, Kenya, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, and Tunisia. WHO will work with the companies and the government in each country to develop a roadmap for training and production.
The announcement's been largely welcomed, but simmering in the background, an ongoing dispute between AU and EU leaders over vaccine intellectual property rights. Many African leaders believe that if Europe is serious about eradicating COVID-19, or indeed getting rid of other serious illnesses, then powerful pharmaceutical companies should share their research, allowing African scientists to make vaccines from scratch in Africa for Africans.
That's the goal, said the French president, without making any firm commitments.
I think that the objective we should pursue is that intellectual property should never be a barrier to the production and dissemination of vaccines wherever they are needed. That is the objective.
African and EU leaders have described the summit as a fresh start, with the president of Senegal, Macky Sall, urging Europe to shed colonial-era prejudices and to engage with a new, dynamic continent. The EU's responded with an economic New Deal for Africa in the form of a $170 billion array of massive infrastructure plans to compete with China's Belt and Road Initiative.
What this means for Africa is a new recommitment and a new injection of European capital, European funds, to be able to drive Africa towards a transition. But also it looks at digital transformation, also looking at energy and green, and also looking at the environment and also things around agriculture. So it's a big, big package, but energy is going to be a big player in the whole of this new relationship.
55 countries and a combined population of 1.3 billion people, the African Union's long been accused of lacking unity, of doing deals with foreign powers separately and often in competition with one another. In many ways, the pandemic's focused the African Union's demands to be treated as equals. Reframing the continent as a place where wealthy Western countries are ready to heavily invest. Neve Barker, Al Jazeera, Brussels.